And here we are starting another edition of The Good Stuff. Can't really start it without talking Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. They're everything that cattle people want to know. It's all information packed in one area, and it's not just cattlemen. It's horses, rodeo, well, actually, all things agriculture. And they're the experts. Make sure you check them out for dependable, reliable information. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, right here in north central Nebraska in the Cherry County area. It's their job to inform you of all the different things that you can do here in Cherry County. Maybe it's a museum tour, bird watching, fishing, hunting, golf, river trips, Merritt Reservoir. Yep, check it all out. And it all begins by going to visitvalentine.org.
I have a piece coming up called Internet Spread. But before I do that, Mike, I cannot resist it. I have to do it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bonnie.
Bonnie who?
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Oh, sure. All right.
A little thinking you could have come up with that, I bet.
Probably, but we don't have that much top thinking time in between things.
I know. Coming up now, the internet spread. Day in and day out, better be careful what you do. It's traveling around the world. The internet spread will catch up with you. Many years ago, before the computer came around, this ailment called internet spread was nowhere to be found. Now, from morning to night, people are there. You know where? In front of computers. Sitting on a chair. That chair will do it to you every time. You know what I have found. It'll make your bottom really round. You can try to sit a little more to the left or a little more to the right instead of just flat. That still won't keep your backside firm and tight. I guess you can stand for a while, like an hour or two, then the muscles back there drop. Yep, that's just what they'll do. This is what happens. It all goes saggy. Next thing you know, you got a fanny that's baggy. This is the truth. If it's something you dread, don't sit in front of the computer or you'll get internet spread.
Today, I thought maybe since we just got through Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering here in Valentine, I would do something by Willard Hollipeter of Woodlake, Nebraska. And Willard was one of the originators of that event. So something from Willard Hollipeter today called Hat. He wore that hat when it was new, neat and fresh as his young life. He wore it when courting the girl that was to become his wife. He tossed the hat on the curly head of a bright-eyed cowpuncher lad who couldn't think of anything but growing up to be like his dad. He had held that hat to his breast and tightly gripped the brim at the burial of a young cowboy who had been like a brother to him. He's worn that hat to church, sharp, shaped just right, and perk. It's just an old work hat now, covered with blood, stains, and dirt. That old hat's seen better days, and it looks like it's near its end. But it's been with him so long, it's kind of like a good friend. He has worn that hat proud, proud of what he's been, and going back along his life, he would do it all over again. And that again from Willard Hollipeter, Old West Days that wrapped up this past weekend right here in Valentine. Kim, do you have something else today?
Oh, I was just going to say another successful cowboy poetry. God loves me because of who God is, not because of anything I did or didn't do. Just a little reminder. And some little funnies that we can throw in. The person giving me directions says, you can't miss it. And me, you want to bet?
I swear people go to Starbucks just to say random words like, get me a grande iced mocha, no foam. No foam, soy, hexagon, vortex, hypotheses, and steamed ice.
Indeed.
They might.
It sounds like it sometimes, doesn't it? I may have done a lot of embarrassing things in my life, but my older sister actually once found a Cabbage Patch Kid's birth certificate in my mom's filing cabinet, started screaming at and accusing our mom of hiding our brother, Clyde Fabian, from us. She was like 15 years old when she did that.
Oh, she might have should have known better on that one.
Maybe.
My wife teaches eighth grade, which means half the boys haven't discovered deodorant yet, and the other half have discovered Axe body spray. Might get overwhelming a little bit. If you have something to send to The Good Stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.